Q94, Joe Mountain of Rock, and again, it is a free-for-all Freaky Friday morning adventure, coaches shows, and we are heading over into Willow Springs, Bear Country. Talk with head coach of the Willow Springs Bears, Jake Brookshire. Good morning, man. How are we doing?
Hey, good morning, Gary. We're trying to stay cool.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, you know, one thing, the Liberty game, Liberty at Miller, that's been pushed to 8 p.m., an 8 p.m. kickoff. And I'm just kind of wondering how many other teams might possibly be doing that. But here we are, week two. Week one, you guys were kind of rolling, you know, and then heat, cramping, injuries kind of took a toll, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. You know, we had a few kids that were already out, some starters that were already out going into the game from the Jamboree, and you know, we were rolling pretty well, and everything was clicking, and you start having, you know, you take three or four kids off the field that were there, and, you know, we started, you know, pulling the wrong direction and going the wrong direction in the backfield a few times, and just things like that that we did not do in the first half, we started doing in the second half, and had a few penalties that called back big plays, and you know, there's things we have to fix this week, and you know, we really, really stressed to hydrate, and you know, it's going to be hotter this week than it was last week, and you know, we just can't have all the cramping and things we did last week and mental mistakes. So that's what we preached on this week, and you know, hopefully we can correct those things.
Well, this is going to make a lot of people mad, and so, you know, but I've made people mad before. This is why I do not like Jamborees. This is why Jamborees is a complete and total waste of time. I mean, the only thing you can get out of a Jamboree is your line of scrimmage. But it's almost like, you know, I know some towns, they have a little different approach to their Jamborees, where it's more of a just a 7-on-7 touch, you know, flag football, so to speak. But, man, I tell you, you know, your class 1s, your class 2s, and your smaller class 3s, one injury, and man, that can change the whole landscape of a team. True or false?
Oh, you know, especially, you know, for smaller schools that just don't have the amount of kids to choose from. I mean, when we found that out, you know, we had a kid, you know, broke his orbital bone in the Jamboree, and you know, so he's, you know, going to be out three weeks at least, and you know, just a couple injuries that we really didn't need, and I don't know, you know, when they made Jamboree started, you couldn't do so much stuff in the summer, and now they've kind of opened summer up a little bit, so I mean, we're definitely going to be thinking about whether we're jamboreeing or not, or figure out something else to do, you know, try to highlight our football program. And, you know, those are things that I'm going to talk about with the AD. But we definitely don't want to be going into season without, you know, a full deck of cards.
Yeah, for sure. Well, week two, you will be hosting Skyline. Tell us what you've seen, what you kind of know about them.
Well, Skyline, you know, they've been predominantly they're very good program. Couple of years, you know, they struggled just a little bit, but they've been, you know, in the win column. But they've been very competitive. They lost Class 1 Tipton, who was the state champions in the playoffs last year. They got a lot of really good skilled kids. They're going to be spread. Got a really nice quarterback, a senior, so he's been starting, I guess, since he was a freshman. So he does some really nice things and throws a really good ball. So we're gonna have to be, you know, very disciplined and you know, stay in our zones and on defense and make good tackles in space. So
yeah,
we're gonna have our hands full.
Well, you know, to me, Skyline is a team that they really embellish on the big plays. I mean, they'll do little things, and they're just set. They really like those big plays, and that's probably going to be a key in tonight's game. Is just, you know, keep everything in front of you.
Yeah, we've definitely preached that this week, and they, you know, they have two or three receivers that they'll throw deep. You know, a lot of people just have one kid they want to throw deep to. You know, they got two or three kids that they'll take shots with, and You know, we saw a quarterback throw about, you know, 50, 55 yards on film.
Dang.
So, I mean, he's got the arm to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we preach that. Keep the ball in front of us. Make a tackle. Make them drive the field. Being able to prove that they can throw it all the way down there and take away the big plays from them. And we think our physicality will maybe beat up on them a little bit throughout the night.
Yeah. Amen. SCA, that black and blue conference, you know, there are advantages, I think, to being in a very physical conference. And again, the Willow Springs Bears at home tonight, taking on Skyline. You can catch that on KUKU 100.3. Coach Brookshire, we appreciate you spending some time with us this morning, and good luck tonight. We'll catch you next week.
All right, thanks, Gary.
Hey, we got more rock and roll coming. Stay right here.